When it comes to hip-hop culture, we often talk about songwriting, lyricism, the bars, but one aspect and one skill set that often gets overshadowed is the art of freestyling, which was at the root of the genre when it first came out. People were really impressed by how quick an artist can, you know, switch on a dime and bring in new flows, bring in new rhyme schemes off of the top of their heads. And when we look at the genre today, you could argue that it's maybe not as prevalent, but to the real hip-hop heads, we know how important the skill set is. So in today's episode, we wanted to highlight the top 10 best freestyles of all time that we've ever witnessed. And for everyone that's listening right now, head over to that Q&A section and let us know, what do you think is the best freestyle of all time? And before we actually get started, we are dropping new episodes of this audio podcast every single Tuesday, going over a list just like this, new audio recommendations for new music that just came out, or whatever the case may be. So make sure to hit that follow button for Spotify, Apple, and wherever else you're listening to your podcast. But let me ask you, man, what's your relationship with freestyles in 2024? Do you still enjoy checking them out? Do you feel like they're maybe not as prominent as they once were?
It depends the artist. I feel like it really depends the artist, right? Because if I'm going to get a Polo G freestyle, I might not be as invested as if, like, I got a Kendrick Lamar freestyle.
Hey, Polo G actually dropped the Fire LA Leakers not too long ago.
He has, absolutely. But you get the point I'm trying to make.
I know what you're trying to say.
It's a certain type of pedigree of rapper that has to come onto the mic and that, you know, should be delivering these freestyles. So, for example, you know, one that didn't make my list that kind of just got edged out was Joey Badass on LA Leakers. You know, that freestyle that he dropped in 2017 over the Mask Off beat, you know, that was used as promotional material before All American Badass, and it kind of gets the viewer, or should I say the listener, depending on, you know, how you're consuming the content, hyped for the next release. And I think that it's a good indicator of where you're at with your skill, or let's say form, before you get into a studio album. So do you feel the same way, where like you're about to get a studio album, a rapper usually does like an LA Leakers, or let's say a Funk Master Flex freestyle, and then boom, you're right away engaged in the studio album, depending on what you get?
That's definitely like the traditional method, but I miss those days where like a rapper, just for the fucks of it, just for the passion of rapping and wanting to like say something and show off their skill sets, maybe when they're on the come up, just drop a freestyle out of nowhere, bro. Doesn't have to always be connected to a marketing album rollout. I mean, it could just be for the sake of rapping. Like, for example, I think it was Red Veil who last year randomly dropped a freestyle and his fans loved it. It didn't go crazy. It didn't go viral. But I think the ability to drop one just for the sake of dropping one is not something that we get that often anymore.
No,
and I miss that aspect within the culture.
Do you think it's something where like the talent isn't good enough maybe to hop on?
For the mainstream, absolutely. Yeah,
that's a big component
that,
of it.
I think that the creative process has also changed where, you know, sure, you could argue that a lot of new generation artists are freestyling their music, but it's very simplistic. And maybe they've gotten in a comfort zone where they can spend weeks on one song or whatever the case may be. And that's fine and all. But again, that goes back to like how different it was to become a rapper in the 90s, let's say, versus how you get your start today. Like a lot of rappers that came off, that blew up in the 90s, let's say, they came from like battle rap.
Absolutely. That's a big
part. They came from freestyling in the streets.
By the way, I wanted to ask you, you know, Nas is like, let's say, Cypher, if you call it like Live at the Barbecue, is that actually considered a freestyle, or was that like a pre-written that he brought into that show? Because that was one that I was considering, but it was such like a fine line.
I think it was a pre-written, and like we didn't bring in any freestyles that have like, for example, Lil Baby song freestyle. Sure, it's called freestyle, but it's,
yeah,
you don't really know, right?
Well, example, like 98 freestyle by Big L, I was considering that, and then I'm like, well, is Lou gonna bring in these, or is he gonna really go for like traditional, what seems to be on the spot sort of freestyle? So there's full of those, but let's get into some honorable mentions. One of them for sure for me is Joey Badass and LA Leakers. I was talking about
this
one.
It's on my list, yeah.
It kind of just got edged out by a couple of others. Another one that I wanted to bring in, but that I was kind of unsure about, okay, was the 2009 BET Hip Hop Awards cipher, where you have Mos Def, you have Eminem, and Black Thought on the same cipher. The only thing is that Mos Def's first verse comes from one of his mixtape songs. So I was like, fuck, I can't really bring this in, because you have Black Thought and let's say Eminem that have original verses, and it's such a rarity to see that type of pedigree on one sort of cipher. I'm like, oh, I don't know if I could bring this in.
Yeah,
so
to me, I'll be honest with you, like that knocks off points for me when I'm looking at a freestyle as a freestyle. Mm-hmm. Like you have so many, let's say, double XL freshman ciphers where you know, you have artists that recite songs that have already come out, or maybe that were on their way out. So to me, that's not a freestyle at the end of the day. Like, at that point, it's just a live performance, if you want to call it that.
Yeah. But would you consider that freestyle?
I don't consider that to be a freestyle.
Okay, but even if there's two other guys on there that, let's say, have original verses?
Yeah, I guess it's in a gray area.
It's
bro,
sort of like in a gray area. Anyways,
but you know what?
I found 10 better.
I chose to even include like no ciphers whatsoever. I'm like, I don't like freestyles and ciphers coincide, but
do I have any ciphers?
It's a
on
bit
this?
Different.
No, I don't have any.
Other honorable mentions: Nas and De La Soul on Tim Westwood TV.
That's
back
a crazy
in the day.
One.
That's an insane one. Freddie Gibbs on The Cave. I love the whole Cave series as a whole from Kenny Beats. The ability of him like making a beat on the spot for the artist, them just hanging out, smoking, whatever the case may be. I love that freestyle series just because it feels like you're just like hanging with the homies, bro. Like it
Absolutely.
Feels like a raw freestyle, like in your friend's basement type of vibe. So that's a big one. Another one for me was Biggie on The Wake Up Show.
Oh, that's a good one as well.
The only reason why I didn't include it is because about half of the freestyle comes from real song lyrics.
Yeah.
So I'm like, again,
he's kind of recycling bars and stuff like that. So I guess, yeah, you can bring that in. But okay, let me keep going on with this. My number 10 selection, and then Lou, obviously you follow up, but your number 10 is Freddie Gibbs' freestyle over the Dom Kennedy beat My Type of Party, released 4 years ago. I believe this was on LA Leakers. And if you go look at the actual video itself, I believe he's freestyling with his son in his hand.
Yeah, with his son in his lap. Yeah.
There we go. And like he's analyzing the bars, you know, he doesn't have any idea what's going on, but I find it so cool because I believe the clock's in at 4.5 minutes, but it sounds like a traditional Freddie Gibbs song. That's what I like so much about it. The breath control is absolutely impeccable. You could tell that it's off the dome, and you could also tell that he was just spitting at a rate that is so fucking rare to find in certain freestyles, and he's rapping like a machine gun. And what's cool too is that you're not necessarily going to get the craziest lyricism from Freddie Gibbs, and I don't necessarily expect that out of a freestyle, if I'm being honest with you, right? Like, a lot of it's off the dome. It's more of like how you're able to control the freestyle and how like implement you are within it. So for example, like, you go through this, it's 4.5 minutes of just Freddie absolutely ripping it apart. There's no breaks, there's no pauses, he's just absolutely going in. And I love that type of energy from someone that's freestyling, because when you get that, it's just so contagious. You're like, when is he gonna stop? And for a 4.5 minute freestyle, you're like, he's not stopping and he's not going through this. So I wanted to bring it in.
Yeah, and it was just so unique to have him like bring his son on the show. Like that
like, you're
shit
never
was
gonna
like,
get that.
Yeah,
yeah,
you're never gonna see that again.
Yeah.
And if you do, like,
you're lucky.
It wouldn't have been the first time, right? And yeah, like you said, I think the most impressive part of that freestyle is the speed that he's rapping at, which
Nuts.
Is very hard to do. My number 10, though, this is a super underrated one. I think it has like maybe 86,000 views on YouTube.
That's
like
pretty
super
crazy.
Low key, but truly an underrated gem. This is going to be Common on the WKYS radio
when
station.
When did this drop, by the way?
2011.
Came okay, out in so 2011. It's like it's a bit older in his career.
Absolutely.
Then.
And what I love about this is that he's truly rapping off the top. You could really tell that like he came to the freestyle with absolutely nothing prepared. And like we were talking about, in a day and age, especially now, where most rappers claim to do freestyles when really they're coming in with pre-writtens, this is refreshing and impressive. What I love about this is that you're getting Common all on like familiar beats. He's rapping over Hypnotized by Biggie, New York State of Mind by Nas. Nas is like Shook Ones Part 2 by Mobb Deep. So just a bunch of classic hip hop beats. And what I love the most about the freestyle as a whole is that Common uses the beat as like a memory tool. So he'll use a flow that the rapper who originally rapped over that beat had used on that same beat. Or for example, he'll create a bar that relates to that rapper. So it's an absolute masterclass of improvisation, because he's literally using everything that he can within his memory, within the sonics that are playing in the background form the freestyle. So I found that was genius. And like I said,
where did you find this, by the way?
I don't know, bro. I just searched up Common freestyle. Like, okay, there's a certain rappers that you know are going to fucking deliver. Like, Common for sure has these insane freestyles where he's spazzing, and I got lucky and found it.
Okay, so how much time do you actually find yourself listening to freestyles, let's say, as a whole?
Not as much, because again, like,
it's tough, right?
There's not that many that come out as of late, so it's like you really have to be in the mood of being like, hey, you know what? I want to go back and watch like Mos Def in like the park freestyling, you know?
Yeah, that was nuts.
Like, shit like that. Like, it's got to, like, you got to be in the mood, because in terms of being fed that kind of content, that's what sucks for like this new generation of music listeners that are just starting now. They're not even accustomed to that being like part of the culture of hip hop. To a certain degree.
Yeah,
you still get some, don't get me wrong, but still get some. Not as much as we were accustomed to getting.
Well, I mean, we were born in like the year 2000, so I wasn't listening to freestyles or cyphers when I was 5 years old, but it was cool when I was 10 to like watch the rise of like Shade 4-5 or let's say even, you know, Funkmaster Flex, Early Leakers. Like these are, it was so cool because people used to trash on the 2010s, let's say for being lower quality or whatever the case may be, but low key, you got some of your best ever material from that decade. Yeah. So let me keep going on with this. Number nine, I have Kanye and Pusha T's Funk Flex Freestyle, and this one's incredible because it's low-key acapella. Like, I can't remember the last time I got delivered an acapella freestyle, and I just want to go through a couple of bars here. The way that these guys start off their verses is so fucking stupid.
Wait, correct me if I'm wrong, though. It's only Pusha T really freestyling, right? Like Kanye is just reciting lyrics from, I can't remember which song. From what I remember.
I believe it's certain ones. I know Pusha has verse one and verse two based on what I have on Genius here. And it is considered a funk flex freestyle, so I thought it was fair game. As far as Kanye goes, I could read you out the lyrics and you could tell me which one it is if you do. Penitentiary chances, the devil dances, and eventually answers to the call of autumn, all of them falling for the love of ballin'. Maybe so appalled?
Yeah, it sounds like so appalled.
Maybe it starts off with so appalled.
Penitentiary. I'm pretty sure it's...
Oh, no, it's gorgeous. It's the gorgeous verse.
All right. Yes,
it's the gorgeous verse he recites over. But it's more for Pusha T that I ever go back to this one. Like, this is just a crazy fucking...
And even just, the video is so iconic, too. You know, you've seen that clipped up a million fucking times.
Like, I guarantee if we were...
Kanye's wearing a suit, right?
Kanye's wearing a suit.
He's wearing a fucking suit in the Funkmaster Flex.
So Pusha T starts off, Malice found religion, Tony found prison. I'm just trying to find my way up out of this fucking kitchen. A bird's eye view got me channeling my vision. Turn one to two, now the kilo's got a sibling. Wow. Stupid coke talk from Pusha T on this. And I knew like it was kind of a recycled verse from Kanye, but fair point. It is gorgeous, but I still wanted to bring it in for the Pusha T stuff. And it's one of the most iconic
Absolutely.
That the genre has ever seen.
Super, super iconic.
If I were to, let's say, put this tweet out on the Twitter, what's the best freestyle of all time? You know how many kids I would see like quote retweeting just with that video of Pusha T in the studio with Conway?
Absolutely.
Not Conway, bro. Kanye, excuse me. So,
absolutely.
Shout out to them.
Number nine for me, this is going to be one that has actually grown on me over time. When I first had seen it, I didn't really give it the time of day, but the more that I've checked it out and really watched it thoroughly, I become more and more impressed. It's going to be Juice WRLD on Tim Westwood 2018. He had done 2 1-hour freestyles on Tim Westwood. I'm going to be talking about the second one that he did. Bro, easily one of the most iconic freestyles of our generation. One of the most revered freestylers of our generation, period. And it's literally Juice WRLD choosing to rap over an hour worth of Eminem beats. That's what I love so much, is also the homage that he's playing to one of the best freestylers of all time, being Eminem. And not to say that these rhymes are the most complex or impressive that you're ever going to hear, but you do have to acknowledge that Juice WRLD's endurance is fucking impressive, bro. Like, the ability to stay locked into that chair for an hour and commit that much time when most rappers are only committing 3 minutes to a freestyle, that's how much respect I have for this freestyle. And that's why I think it's one of the best. And don't get me wrong, there's been artists like Harry Mack who's had, I believe, like fucking 24-hour freestyles and shit like that. But to get this from like a mainstream rapper, you really don't see it too often. And what I love about it is that it felt so organic, and you could tell that Juice was passionate about it, right? Because he freestyled the whole album. He freestyled all of Death Race for Love. So you could tell that it's part of like his wheelhouse and his skill set that he has kept practicing over the years. My favorite part of the freestyle is when he's rapping over the My Name Is beat. And some of my favorite bars include Gun Sing like the leader of the Glee Show, Bape on the Cape, No I'm Not a Hero, VVS Cold, No Sub Zero, Get Money like Robert De Niro, Fuck With Me You Get Jack like Sparrow, I'll Put You On Your Sorrow, You Won't Live to See Tomorrow. So again, people sleep on Juice WRLD having, you know, not having the greatest bars, but you do get moments like this within the freestyle that are incredible.
Awesome. By the way, do you think that, like, even looking at someone like a Juice WRLD for the new generation, that's like a plus point for you, let's say, when you look at him as like a rapper and like what he was able to leave behind in the legacy? Because when we used to do the Twitch live streams, a lot of people would have conversations about Juice WRLD's freestyling and everything that goes on there. So do you really consider him like one of the best freestylers of all time based on what he left us with? Like, if you really had to put it into perspective?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, you know this when we spoke about our top 50 rappers of all time. Like, freestyling was part of it, bro. It's part of the
Yeah, that's
of the talent pool that an artist possesses. So take me through your number eight.
Okay, number eight. So this is where it's going to start getting juicy for me. This is where I'm going to have Conway and Benny on the Show Off Radio Freestyle with Static Selecta, a Shade 4-5 episode. I believe that this dropped back in 2017. Lou, I know that you included this on your list. Where do you have it? Let's say, do you have it a bit more up?
I have it at number 7. You said the Conway the Machine one, right?
Yeah, the Conway the Machine one. Yeah, I have it at number 8 on this one. And this one's absolutely insane because you're finding Conway the Machine and Benny the Butcher at such raw times within their career. And it's so sick to see how, like, they're both absolutely going in and how fucking confident they are. Like, you have Benny the Butcher making some huge claims on this freestyle too. He's like, this freestyle is going to put me right next to the Wallaces, you know? And I really like that type of energy from Benny because it brings a different perspective on what type of hunger they had when they were coming up, right? Like, listening to OG albums like Tana Talk 3, for example, this was the type of Benny the Butcher that you were getting. Then you get Conway the Machine coming through and he's fucking doing live ad libs on the spot and you see him do it and it's like, sheesh, I'm witnessing all of this in real time. He has an absolute monstrous verse. And what I like about it so much is that I feel like it's one of those freestyles that displays chemistry the best between two rappers, if I can make that claim. So looking at the rest of my list as well, I wanted to consider it because I'm like, you know, you have the Conway and the Pusha T one, but this one's on a different level of synchronicity.
Oh, it's much better.
It's The lyricism's on a completely different level as well, and it's also one of the best freestyles I've ever listened to.
It was 2017, and like Griselda, we're still not familiar to the whole world, so they really had something to prove within that freestyle, and they did that, bro. I think the only thing that I swear, not that I disagree, but I feel like, yes, it's a great showcase of chemistry, but Conway took this freestyle over. Like when Conway gets up
I don't know if he takes it over though.
When Conway gets up off of his chair, he is so fucking locked in, bro. The body movements, the facial expressions, you could tell that he's putting all of his hunger, all of his pain into that freestyle. He's really giving 100%. Apart from that, the last verse is the one. He's rapping about him being a symbol of hope. He brings in bars about how, like, not only is he gonna like murder all the mainstream rappers in the game, but he calls out like battle rappers by name and says, I'm going to take these guys out too. Like, you could tell that,
yeah,
like,
it was
someone who had studied the game, who wasn't afraid to take shots at rappers and to do what he had to do to move his way up the ladder. So yes, I had a number 7. I spoke about it now. I'm not going to speak about it again for the sake of it.
Yeah, but we have a number 8.
But yeah, my number 8 is going to be Joey Badass on LA Leakers.
Okay,
which
so
you had it as an honorable mention. One of the best freestylers of all time, in my opinion. Doesn't get the love for it, though. And this freestyle has 6 million views, clocks in at 3 minutes and 30 seconds. And what I love the most about this freestyle is the fact that he totally went outside of his comfort zone. Like, if you would have told me Joey Badass rapping over the Mask Off beat, I would have said, what the fuck is that going to sound like? You know, like, I wouldn't have expected it whatsoever. But he says, like, man, this beat's so fucking hard. And then he just starts snapping. He has bars like, no man knows when his time gone come, every action, think about the outcome, because it never outrun no bullet from a gun. Don't ask Malcolm and ask how come. Crazy, bro.
Crazy
stuff. The vocal delivery, the aggression, and most importantly, the ability to literally like adapt to the next beat and change up the flows time and time again within a quick succession of time. Super underrated.
All right. Let's keep going on with this. So your number 7 was obviously the Conway and the Machine, Benny freestyle. So this is where I'm going to have to put the Jadakiss He Goes In freestyle. I believe this dropped, let me go to the official YouTube video, because this is another super low-key one. It doesn't even give me the date on the Genius page, but I believe it's like early 2010s, late 2000s.
You think so? I don't know.
It was pretty grainy. It was a pretty grainy.
Yeah, that's why I would think even older, maybe like mid-2000s, early 2000s.
Oh, but it's absolutely crazy. When he's talking about, you know, dope fiends getting the hiccups because of how strong his coke is, like, it was on a different type of time. And you know why I like this freestyle so much? Because you could tell it's genuine. Because you could see him trying to find the production, you know, at the beginning. And he's kind of stuttering. He's feeling his melodies out. And then once he stops, it's fucking
But that's what's so sick is that, like, he took that, like, 5 seconds to find his footing. But once he did, he was there, bro. He was in the moment. And I have a number 6. So, again, I'll talk about it with you. So many fucking memorable bars. I mean, you literally put me onto it before we started this podcast, and I'm like, fuck, man, I'm a big Jadakiss fan, and I literally never heard this freestyle
before.
It's crazy.
No, it's a stupid freestyle.
And what's crazy too is that, like, he's rapping about like guys in witness protection getting facelifts to cover their identity. And you're like, this really goes above and beyond the subject matter and the complexity that your average rapper is going to throw at you for a freestyle. And it's funny how like, also, once he was told that he's allowed to curse, because he wasn't cursing at the beginning, it totally took him to another like field. Like, he totally ramped up the freestyle. So that's my number six. That was your number seven. What's your number six now?
Okay, so my number six is going to be Kendrick Lamar on Funkmaster Flex Drawback in 2012. This is a crazy freestyle. Hold on, my monitoring's just off, and I'm kind of static. There we go. I hear you better in my headphones than I hear myself. But yeah, this Drawback in 2012, one of the craziest fucking freestyles I've ever heard, because you got Kendrick rapping over the Who Shot You production. And this was at a time where like Kendrick was in his 2012 bag, and he was still participating heavily within interviews, and he was still doing crazy cyphers, and like he was doing stuff like this. The only thing is that like, if you go to the second verse, it comes from like the, you know, K-Dot's verse on West Coast Wu-Tang off of his C4 mixtape. But it's really that first verse that's absolutely super fucking vicious. And he's rapping with like this Lil Wayne-esque flow. And that's cool to me, because when Lil Wayne cites like, let's say, his biggest inspirations, you talk about the Lil Waynes and you could hear it within this freestyle itself. But it's just an incredible freestyle. You go through the entire thing. I believe it clocks in at, hold on a second, I believe it's 5 minutes, if I'm not mistaken, near that mark. Yeah, it's just really cool. You're getting quotables on here. Like, heard a conversation with my father talking to his favorite partner at the domino table. Tony had to tell him that he saw a young hopping out, bustling like four charters, popping pills, a mix of gallon of Sherman, some holy water. It's like that type of Kendrick where like everything is interconnected, but it's such a complex freestyle. So just incredible. Drop back in 2012, by the way. Yeah, September of 2012. So one of the best that I've ever heard, but doesn't crack my top five.
Top five, man. This is it. These are the best freestyles of all time. And it was really tough to narrow it down to the five, because like we were saying, there was so many honorable mentions. But I really hope that we get more freestyles in the years to come that can compete with these. But these are super legendary. So my number five is going to be Eminem on Tim Westwood TV, the 2009 epic freestyle.
A bit too low.
In your opinion.
A bit too
low. I have four above.
A bit too low. At number five, I have the J. Cole freestyle, LA Leakers, back in 2021.
So, yeah, hold that thought. I'll talk about the Eminem, because I have my J. Cole one at number four coming up. Obviously, Eminem is one of the best freestylers of all time, and this is his best freestyle, in my opinion. He's on Tim Westwood TV. And what I love about it, too, is that not only is it lyrically jarring and like mind-blowing, but it's also super comedic, if you really think about it. I mean, you know, he starts off the freestyle saying, like, blast me off, Tim, blast me off. And like, he just gets into a zone.
I think it's the most viewed freestyle of all time, by the way, right? It's 77
million. 77
million.
It might be. I'm not 100%.
That's a monster number.
But yeah, 77 million.
You had to do something incredible to reach that type of viewage on
absolutely. And I mean, it's also fucking Eminem, right? Like, when you have one of the biggest rappers of all time dropping a freestyle, you know it's going to go crazy. The Alchemist was spinning the records in back. You had Mr. Porter that was doing some freestyling as well. And there's just some funny lines on here, like, I'm quite mellow, a white fellow, my pee is bright yellow, I like jello. And what I love about it, too, is that, like, this is relapse era Eminem. So you're getting that psychotic, murderous, accent-heavy rapping from Eminem throughout it, which is really hilarious. Other impressive bars, like, administer of the pain, just finished huffing the paint and muffled the fumes like it was nothing, because it ain't anything in this way, his enemies, he just says. His venom he spray reaches like beams of energy rays, like crazy internal rhymes, multisyllabic rhyme screams all throughout this. And there's so many other Eminem freestyles that you could have gone with, but to me,
this is the best one.
So your number five, J. Cole and LA Leakers. That's my number four.
All right, what's there to talk about with this? So, I mean, when you go into the freestyle itself, he's rapping over two different beats. You have the 93 Till Infinity production by Souls of Mischief, and then after that, he transitions into
Still
the
tipping.
Step In by Mike Jones production. And which one do you prefer looking at both of them, right?
Because I prefer the 93 Till Infinity beat.
But you get more of like an aggressiveness.
But I prefer the rapping of J. Cole in the second beat.
Oh, okay, that's cool. Like, yeah, as a song to listen to, I would obviously pick the first one, the 93 Till Infinity, but the rapping off of the Still Tippin' freestyle is absolutely ridiculous. So what's the best component about this freestyle? Because this dropped right before the offseason. I remember, you know, I was talking about this at the beginning of the podcast, where rappers would use freestyles as sort of like an indication of where they're at with their rapping. So what do you like most about this?
I think just the fact that like he was on his I'm the GOAT kind of talk, you know what I mean? He unleashes I think that's what I like the most about it, is the quotables. There are so many fucking unforgettable quotables, like the one about like spinning you around like you're a judge on The Voice, the Bill Cosby line, of course. Like, the shit he was saying was insane. Even the way he starts off the freestyle, rest assured, the best is here in the flesh, and that's for sure. I mean, come on, bro.
It's crazy. Eh?
Come on. No, and this is another one that you could have told was off the top, because you see him, like, he's searching for the words at times. He's taking maybe little pauses, but he's still super sharp and precise.
This is going to be a legendary freestyle for this decade, for sure.
Bro, 28 million views already. And I mean, again,
that's crazy.
When you look at the other big dogs, just saying, when was the last time Kendrick did a freestyle? When was the last time Drake did a freestyle? When was the last time Kanye West did a freestyle?
Well, Drake did BBC Radio. No, he did Fire in the Booth.
Probably a written, though.
Fire in the Booth.
Probably a written.
I don't know. Yeah, because him, too, he was searching for his shit. Like, you saw it. He was
Because, like, Drake is kind of known to, like, not, like, delve into, like, the freestyle bag.
Oh, but he has.
He's even, like, there's freestyles of him, like, reading off of his BlackBerry. You know, like, he's kind of admitted that he's more of a writer. He's kind of said that throughout his career. So, just to say, I appreciate J. Cole for that. There's definitely a lot of respect being in the position that he's at, still doing shit like this that he doesn't have to do, but he's doing it for the sport. I love it.
Absolutely. But okay, my number four is going to be King Los on Sway in the Morning, drop back in 2014, Five Fingers of Death. And what's the most impressive about this, because you had showed me this freestyle as well when we were preparing for the episode, was that he actually completed the Five Fingers of Death. Like, he did it, you know, and he just absolutely went crazy. You know what's nuts about this freestyle too? Because I was watching the video over with you. Bro, look at the way his head's shaking. Like, he's glitching out. It doesn't even fucking make sense how he completed it. And then after that, you know, just Sway talks about legacy and, you know, stature and artistry within hip-hop, because he just did something incredible, right? And what's cool is that, I'm not sure if you picked up on this, but Sway is so mesmerized that, like, he's not even throwing him words at the beginning. He's just, like, kind of like, what the fuck's going on? And then after that, throws him words like example, like hip-hop, for example, or Shade 45. And, you know, he has to pick up on those, and he has to be able to kind of go into a different direction with it. But even at that, the flows that he catches for each and every single production transition is so cool. He never misses a mark, and he never stops. So just the way that he was able to complete the entire thing is so historic, and it is regarded as one of the best freestyles of all time. Lou, I know you have it on your list.
I'm going to talk about it a bit later.
I'll let you talk about it a bit more.
But yeah, number three, I think we have, do you have Big L and Jay-Z here?
I do.
There we go. Big L and Jay-Z, 1995 freestyle, the 7-minute freestyle.
The 7-minute freestyle.
This was done on the Stretch and Bobito show in New York, where they're both from. And there's actually cool background behind this story, is that they would actually, like, before they recorded this freestyle, they battled each other in Harlem, in the streets of Harlem.
That's crazy.
Before this actual freestyle. So it was cool to see them actually, you know, take it to a real recording. And apparently, like, the vibe, this is according to the hosts of the shows, the hosts of the show, Stretch and Bobito, they said that, like, there was tension in the room. Like, it was a competitive vibe between Big L and Jay-Z
when
they were recording it. Big L, like, washes him.
Well,
he washes him. He washes
him. No, he doesn't.
He washes Hov.
No. Well, I mean, like, what was cool too is that Jay-Z sat with Stretch and Bobito years later, and, you know, he reacted to the freestyle. He said, "I raise hell till it's heaven." You know, obviously reacting to the bar. Pretty good verses. I didn't realize that was a thing until people kept bringing it up and talking about it. And I was like, yeah, the Big L thing, which I didn't even realize was happening until years later. And we were just one of those moments that people would talk about in hip-hop lore. I was just happy about being, you know, on the radio. So it's also cool to see that he didn't drop Reasonable Doubt at the time, and he was still sort of, like, underground for, you know, the entire hip-hop scene. So it's one of those moments in history where, you know, that's like the making of a legend. You know, that's something that people are going to remember for Jay-Z forever, and it's just such a vicious freestyle from both of them. What a crazy fuck. That's what I'm trying to say, though, is that you isolate that Jay-Z verse, and you're left kind of wondering, like, oh, well, he didn't necessarily, you know, destroy him when you look at, let's say, what he's, like, rapping about.
It's super solid. I'm just saying, like, in comparison to the Big L performance, like, Big L raps, I'm on some rapping shit and some carjacking shit. I ran up on this name Mac in a black ack and put the gat to his cap. Click clack, sorry Jack, but get up out of that. Like,
Yeah, but even the way that Jay-Z starts his fourth verse, as soon as I grab it, I eat up like a savage, and no, I don't have it. I get it together like a marriage. I'm seeking all rappers on my P's and Q's and carrots.
Nah, so that's no Big L.
Oh, that's no crazy Big L. Anyways, I'm just obviously Big L got him, but yes, it's one of the best.
You could tell he had more of a gift for it, and I love that, you know, Big L is rapping about like just taking out of his opponents, and he's bringing in that gory, bloody sort of nature to his rhymes that are so captivating, and just the mic presence is so potent. So yeah, definitely one of the best freestyles of all time, and in my opinion, the best freestyle from a duo. Could we agree on that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I don't think in any of our top twos.
No, hold on. Yeah, no, I had said that Conway and Benny were the best displays of a duo.
But this is the best duo freestyle.
Yeah, this is the best
though.
Duo of a freestyle. Yeah.
Top two, man. Here we go. So number two is where I'm gonna have King Los on Sway, the Five Fingers of Death from 2014. You spoke about it pretty well. You kind of gave the idea of what it was. He raps over, what I love is like the range of beats. He's rapping over Mace's Feel So Good. He's rapping over KRS-One's Step Into a World. And the best part of the freestyle is, like you said, you know, Sway is shooting him out random words. And he almost has to get more creative because of that. Because if you think about it, like, you're more limited. When you're given a topic or word, whatever it is, you don't have the ability to just go based off of the first thing that comes to your head. Like, you have to really lock in to that. Fun fact is that King Los actually dropped a control response to Kendrick Lamar, and it's literally like the best control response I've ever heard. And it does also sound freestyled. On that control response, he rapped, "I put my log." Listen to this bar, bro. "I put my log in your girl, cause we pass words too." Then he wrote, well, freestyled, "She treat me like the Facebook logo. In other words, she effing blew me because I blew up." Like, yeah, just insanity. So the reason why I really wanted to put King Los at number two is that he has countless freestyles that have been so impressive within the genre, and this is one of the best showcases of that. But yeah, that's my number two.
All right, so we go into number one. I believe we have the same.
You didn't give your number two.
Oh, no, sorry, because I already given it before. I told you that I had this much higher. It was Eminem
on Tim
Westwood. Yeah, it's one of my favorite freestyles of all time. You know, you're getting that Eminem relapse era. You explained it pretty well. So that's what I had in my number two selection. But you want to do number one?
Number one, I think we know what this is going
to
be.
It's automatic. I think the whole genre knows what the best freestyle of all time is.
And it's crazy that, like, we got to witness it. Like, I remember, like, getting this freestyle and, like, watching it literally the week that it dropped.
Crazy stuff. So, yeah, this is going to be Black Thought on Funk Flex Freestyle number 87, one of the best freestyles of all time, if not the best.
18 million views for a non-mainstream rapper. That's big,
bro. There's 2,000 plus words in this freestyle, and it's 10 minutes long. It is absolutely disgusting, and he's just like pouring his heart out over the whole thing,
bro.
You know?
He is literally, I don't know, like the last time you watched it, like the actual video, he's sweating, bro. You see him profusely sweating, like, on the microphone, bro. Like, his sweat is dripping down as he's fucking, like, going off at an insane speed, rapping at the speed of light. And what always blew my mind is, like, Flex is just there, like, he's chilling, he's taking a selfie with him. I'm like, bro, what are you doing? Like, this guy is dropping a behemoth of a fucking freestyle, and you're just comfortably lying back as if he's not dropping, like, some of the greatest rhymes ever released. Listen to this. "Rap on a doctorate level, so F. Scott Fitzgerald. Maybe I'm the new Rakim, maybe I'm Fat Pharaoh. Undergarments of armor be my intimate apparel. Pre-Kardashian Kanye, my rhyme play immaculate. Same cadence as DOC pre-accident. Maybe my acumen's on par with Cool G rapping them. Give me the proper respect, motherfucker, we back again." Like,
yeah, he's telling rappers to, like, get their fucking game up and start respecting the game again. You know, talks about just, like, the decay of the culture and talking about, you know, just how fucking bullshit everything is. Like, it's such a sick freestyle, and, you know, the literature that went into it and him making the historical references from, like, a content matter standpoint, it's arguably the best ever. Yeah. From, like, a content matter standpoint, it is the best. So
it is. And what's crazy, too, is that, like, Funk Flex went on to say that, like, when often artists go on his show to do their freestyles, they'll take multiple takes to do their freestyle. Like, not the audience doesn't know, but he knows This was one take. He admitted this was one take, 10 minutes straight.
That is nuts.
Off the dome.
So best ever freestyle? Like, I knew right away. When I had it at number one, I knew.
I still marvel at it when I listen to it, as if it's the first time.
I'm going to have to listen to it again after this. But listen, guys,
incredible.
That is going to conclude today's list. Thank you guys so much for being patient with us. It was a fun list to put together, and you know, Lou and I had some overlapping choices, so it was cool to get your explanation for certain picks, Lou, get mine for certain picks, and just come together for the list. So guys, as Lou mentioned it in the Q&A, what is the best freestyle of all time? And we're dropping new episodes every single Tuesday. Thank you guys so much for listening to this audio exclusive episode, and we'll catch you next time. Peace.